You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The final top 247 rankings are out, and with that, 32 5-stars have been named. Good morning. It is Thursday, January 27th, and you are listening to the College Football Daily. My name is Trey Scott. In just a second, I'm going to throw it over to Lance Glenn and the Football Recruiting Podcast as he is joined by national recruiting analyst Cooper Patagna to break down those aforementioned 32 5-stars in the final top 247 rankings. They dive into the Travis Hunter versus Walter Nolan debate at 1 and 2. And then they also hit on Texas A&M's large group of 5-stars. I'm sure they're also going to hit on a few other topics too. So without holding you any longer, here are Lance Glenn and Cooper Patagna.
Joining me now to discuss the rankings and give some insight as to why certain 5-stars were ranked where they are is 24/7 Sports national recruiting analyst Cooper Patagna. Cooper, how are we doing? It's a big day for 24/7 Sports. I'm sure a big day for you to put the finishing touches on this 2022 class.
We're excited, Lance. I appreciate you having me as always. Excited, man. A lot of work's gone into this between myself, Chris Singletary, Gabe Brooks, just to name a few, and everybody else on the regional team. So it's an exciting day for us. We get to break these guys down, and an exciting day for these kids as well.
So I want to start just by asking you how you specifically go about your rankings. Obviously, a lot goes into it. Testing times, camps, 7-on-7s, high school film, a lot more. How do you go about making your evaluations when there's so much to just base a player off of?
Sure. I think it's a collective accumulation of data points. And what I mean by that in the evaluation process, really starting when these guys are young, as rising sophomores, you start to get more and more access to them and exposure to them. So it's a height, weight, speed game. That's how the game is played. And that's how the majority of all these prospects are going to be evaluated. So for us, it's really important that we just stay consistent throughout that process. And what I mean by height, weight, speed, we're looking for differentiating critical factors at every position, whether it's offensive line or linebacker. So skill, mid-skill, both sides of the line of scrimmage with the big boys. There are going to be different things that we're looking for depending on the position. So I think all those things with the physical traits, we look at the multi-sport data as well, track and field, now more important than ever, not just the speed, but the power and the shot put and the discus, and along with the long jump and the high jump and the triple jump. So are they multi-sport athletes, track and field, like we talked about? I think as you go through, you start to build this checklist. And then obviously the tape, that's where you start. That's always going to be your baseline. And that's what you're going to come back to at the end of the day. Everything else I just mentioned, just supplemental data points.
So, Cooper, 32 5-stars, and after Quinn Ewers decided to enroll as part of the 2021 class, the top two have basically stayed the same. 5-star Jackson State signee Travis Hunter and 5-star Texas A&M signee Walter Nolan. So, Cooper, kind of take us into the war room as you and the rest of the 24/7 Sports recruiting team were deciding on the top spot. How close was it between Hunter and Nolan, and why was Travis given the honor of being 24/7 Sports' number one player in the 2022 class?
Well, I think when I got here in July, it was pretty evident that Travis Hunter had a pretty good grip on the top spot. I think he was pretty unrelenting since I've been here in my time in 24/7 Sports. So I think just a guy that is dynamic as he is, a guy that's a three-phase athlete, can play offense, can play defense. He's a true game changer. He had a little bit of a hiccup and an injury, missed 4 to 6 weeks in his senior season, but almost had 1,800 yards receiving as a junior. He's got excellent ball production, exceptional ball skills. And this is the type of guy that you're going to feel your impact day one. And certainly we thought it was going to be at Florida State that entire time. Now Deion Sanders got his hands on him, and he's going to be playing for prime time. But listen, Walter Nolan, that's not to say that he wasn't a caliber or didn't have his name in the conversation for number one either. This is a guy who can play a lot of different positions across the defensive line, depending on the scheme. Really explosive athlete that can beat you with speed, beat you with power. I think the biggest thing for him, he's going to be joining a room now at Texas A&M between himself, Gabriel Brownlow, Dindy, Anthony Lucas, who signed out of the state of Arizona, and maybe Shamar Stewart. It's going to be a high level of competition in the defensive line room at Texas A&M, and it's going to be a really good opportunity for him to separate himself.
So I want to move now to the quarterback position. There's always been, I guess, a little bit of discussion, maybe not much, regarding Drew Aller and Cade Klubnik. Obviously, quite a difference between the two. 10 spots separate Aller at number 3 to Klubnik at 13. What puts Aller into a category of his own and makes him the clear-cut top quarterback in the 2022 rankings?
Well, I think just like anything, you know, the word in football, it's all about risk management and risk assessment. You look at Aller, this is a perfect case here. I mean, to see his rise, 6'4" and a half, 232 pounds, threw over 40 touchdowns in his senior year and had an excellent regular season before losing in the state semifinals in Ohio. This is a guy that checks a lot of the boxes of what you're looking for from a physical tool set. I think there's so much to like, can make every throw on the field. The mobility there for his size at 6'4" and a half plus and 230 pounds is something that's exceptional as well. And it's kind of the conversation that we have a lot as evaluators, production versus potential. Drew Aller is dripping with upside, but he's not a finished product. Cade Klubnik, on the other hand, is a guy, if physically ready at the next level, can push a guy like DJ Uiagalelei. So at Clemson, that's the type of player he is. That's the type of competition he's faced in the state of Texas. Two different stories in terms of where these guys are currently in their development, but definitely something to watch as we move forward.
So I want to stick with Penn State 5 stars. One player that made a huge jump, and I mean huge jump, a 70-plus spot jump, is Penn State defensive line signee Denai Dennis Sutton. He checks in at number 27 in the top 247 rankings, Penn State's 3rd 5-star in these rankings. What did he do? You know, how did he stand out in order to take such a monumental leap from a solid 4-star to, you know, a clear-cut 5-star prospect?
I think there was a lot unknown about Denai Dennis Sutton kind of coming into it. There was this guy that we kind of saw move around in Baltimore, one of these Under Armour camps, and you see this big, fluid athlete who's got this combination of athleticism and power. And we saw the numbers in the way that he tested, and he tested well. And then there was kind of like this cautiously optimistic approach to him. And this was really the first time getting to see him in person in a live setting against elite competition down in San Antonio at the All-American Bowl. And he impressed not only physically from the first time we saw him Monday at check-in, but during the week as well against some of the best offensive linemen in the country. He was dominant in the individual setting. He was dominant in the team setting as well. So whether that be inside run or whether that be team 11 on 11, he was one of the best players on the field every day at practice that showed up at the game as well. So it was just undeniable. It was one of those things. Like you said, he jumped 70 spots. It wasn't it, like we're not doing this going out on a whim. He earned that with his week in San Antonio.
A lot still left to talk about with Cooper. We'll dive into more when we come back.
Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast with national recruiting analyst Cooper Patagna. I think this year's defensive line class, Cooper, is a very strong one. 9 of the 32 5-stars are either interior guys or edge rushers. We've talked about 2, Walter Nolan and Denai Dennis Sutton already. Obviously, Walter Nolan is the highest rated defensive lineman in the group. But behind him, who really sticks out to you in that next group as someone you really like and are excited to see during their college career?
Yeah, I think Michael Williams, here's another guy who's catapulted up with a strong week down in San Antonio. We really liked him. He ends up signing with Georgia. He's worked his way now into the top 10, only behind Walter Nolan as the 2nd defensive line listed in the top 247. So this is a guy we like a lot. I think coming out of high school, they kind of did a lot of different things with him. You could stand him up in a 2-point stance. He could play in a 3-point as a 5 technique. This is a guy who's super multiple as he continues to grow, already around 260 pounds. Could move inside for the Georgia Bulldogs as a 3 technique, but definitely a guy, was the alpha dog down there in San Antonio. And outside of denied Dennis Sutton, Mikel Williams might have been the best player there. So I think you look at him, I think a couple other guys that kind of stand out in that process or Travis Shaw, which is a guy that's going to have to get his body right at the next level at North Carolina. But North Carolina certainly has a lineage of defensive linemen there. I think he can be the next great one. Biggest thing for him, like I said, is being able to maintain his weight, but certainly has a combination of size and athleticism that's pretty rare.
Cooper, a couple more before I let you go. Texas A&M, they lead all schools with 6 5-stars. And we've talked about this class at length over the last few months on this podcast. They're the top class in 2022 and right now sit as the top class in 24/7 sports history. The 6 5-stars, Evan Stewart, Walter Nolan, Gabriel Brownlow Dindy, Connor Weigman, Chris Marshall, and Anthony Lucas. Of the 5 we haven't discussed yet, and again, we touched on Nolan earlier, but of the 5 that haven't been mentioned, and I'm sure, look, you could probably say all of them, who are 1 or 2 that really stood out to you as you were going through your evaluations?
Yeah, I think Chris Marshall, the receiver from Fort Bend Marshall down in Texas, he is a fascinating story. He's only been playing football for 2 years, his second year here, his senior season. So this is a guy, when you turn on the tape, you see a lot of those basketball traits. He was a highly touted basketball prospect before transitioning to the gridiron. But this guy is a very smooth athlete with excellent ball skills, really good 50-50 pass catcher, great body control, wide catch radius. And this is what they need. They'll be paired up with Evan Stewart, who will be on the other side, another guy who's got verified speed, who's dynamic. I think Jimbo Fisher's been adamant about getting that explosive element in the passing game. I think between those guys, Evan Stewart, Chris Marshall, and now not to mention the third guy I'm going to mention in the Aggies class is Connor Weigman. And that's going to be the guy tasked with getting those guys to football. So a lot to like about his game as well. More kind of an active athlete on the ground, can beat you with his legs, and really well balanced as a thrower as well. So Texas A&M filling it up on the stat sheet and in the recruiting classes. Unbelievable class for the Aggies.
So finishing this one out, Cooper, unfortunately, look, there can only be 32 5-stars. Kentucky offensive lineman Keontae Goodwin finish off the group at number 32. I'm sure when you guys were discussing the final 5-star, there was a lot of debate as to who that should be. Goodwin ultimately ended up winning out. Why go with him? And is there a guy or two you want to mention that you're high on that just missed grabbing a spot in the final rankings?
Yeah, sure. Look, I'm a big believer in Keontae Goodwin. I really am. He came into San Antonio in All-American week a little overweight. I think that was well documented. But this is a guy, when you turn on the tape, it's just hard to find that combination of size and athleticism. He's pretty rare there. He might have to play right tackle at the next level, but he's so wide. And the biggest thing for him, you look at Kentucky and the success that they've had with Darian Kennard, the tackle, is probably going to be a day one or day two selection in the next NFL draft. Very similar in terms of the body type. So as we talked about Travis Shaw, as we talked about Keontae Goodwin, a lot of these guys are going to benefit from being in a college football structure for the first time and having to build good habits. I think that's going to be a big benefit for Keontae Goodwin, as well as some guys on the outside in 32. Listen, there's another lineman there that we'd love, Tegra Shabola. I've been a huge advocate for him, as well as Gabe Brooks. And this was a guy that shot up from 230 in the top 247, now in the top 40. Some of the things that we like about Keontae Goodwin are the same things that we like about Tegra Shabola. But another guy had a really good week in San Antonio, I think can play left tackle, can move inside to guard if you need him. I think Will Johnson out of Michigan, who will be signing with Michigan, was a guy coming out as a corner, could end up as a safety, but is kind of a mismatch eraser. And then David Bailey, who's going to Stanford from Modern Day, just an extremely productive player, 6'3", 230-plus pounds off the edge, super productive, highly intelligent, a guy you can drop in coverage and play sideline to sideline as well. So I think the biggest thing that we've looked for are guys who are checking the boxes, not only from a height, weight, speed standpoint, but from a versatility standpoint. And that's what we love about all these guys in the top 32. And we'll see how it plays out. We'll come back here in 3 or 4 years and we'll have a nice little discussion about it.
You can follow him on Twitter at CPatagna247. He's national recruiting analyst for 24/7 Sports. Cooper, thanks so much for giving me some time today. I really appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Lance. Appreciate it.
All right. Big thanks to Lance and Cooper for breaking down the 32 5-stars in the final top 247 rankings for 2022. Remember to listen to the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast for the latest recruiting news and notes, and stay locked into 24/7 Sports because signing day is only a few days away. For Lance and Cooper, I'm Trey Scott. Thank you for listening to another episode of the College Football Daily.
CBS Monday.
NCIS! Here's where we can see them!
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Finally, not Linda got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Monday, starting at 9, 8 central. On CBS and streaming on Paramount+.